This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, so 2 years ago when we first got totally banned with the beta test, people said, how are you taking it? And I said, well, not bad. It's for everybody else. I'm worried about all of us. And so now we put out a video totally proving from the state of Texas, Homeland Security documents, NIH documents, that it's all a fraud and that they're counting everybody that doesn't even have it as having it, and that anybody connected to someone that has COVID-19, they're saying is a new case. Wow, how huge is that? My phone is blowing up from family and from friends who on Facebook, on Twitter, and on any platform cannot send it out. They're just blocking it. Well, of course, they're blocking medical doctors that come out and expose it as a hoax. Cedars-Sinai, everybody else. That's why you've got to hammer them. They're weak. You don't go, oh, they're censoring us. I've got to give up. I don't want to get blocked. No, you've got to by word of mouth, by hand, however you can, get it out. It's on InfoWars.com, Plandemic, Bombshell, CDC, inflating COVID infection rates up to 16 times. Or the better headline would just be, Texas exposes CDC fraud. COVID-19 hoax implodes, Texas exposes fraud. CDC caught artificially inflating COVID-19 numbers. I mean, this is criminal. Like everything else they did, and so many people I've talked to in the office and on the street go, well, Alex, I mean, they got caught in this fraud and that fraud. People with antibodies, they said, had it. Well, they didn't. And but this is the actual documents of why it's skyrocketing. Right when this went into place, it's in the video. It's on InfoWars.com and Bandoff Video. We built our own servers, our own satellites, our own uplinks, our own crew. All of this, knowing this was coming. I was telling crews 10 years ago, we've got to build our own infrastructure, our own uplinks, our own systems. It's going to get shut down. We knew this was coming, and thank God we're here. But if you don't get excited about it and share it, the enemy wins. Exclusive interview with Roger Stone. Exclusive breakdown of Fauci. It's all at Bandoff Video, and I'm so thankful for the viewers and listeners. I'm so thankful that out of the whole universe of BS and garbage and propaganda that you decided to tune in here and you decided to support us. Thank you. I'm just saying, everything we do, all our guests are important. But this and the other reports, because I'm not that good. Rob's not that good. I've asked Owen Schroyer. I've asked Savannah Hernandez. I've asked Paul Watson. I've asked Steve Watson, his brother. I've asked Millie Weaver. I've asked Caitlin Bennett. I've asked everybody that works with us, do your own report. Watch your own video. Look at your own documents. Just talk about this. They say in there what is admitted, but it's on video, that you're not even tested. If you have a runny nose or a headache or a cough, that either one of those, you have it, and then 15 people around you have it. This is like people barbecuing babies on national TV and nobody gets in trouble. This is just, oh, well, it's Fauci. Well, he's a scientist. Well, as soon as he got done with his speech the other day on TV, he takes the mask off. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. And I know you know that. So the point is, get it out to other people. We built a platform for a time like this so the jerk murderers that run death camps in China, like Apple and Google, could not stop you at the critical juncture getting the video out. So am I wound up? Damn right I am, because this is a serious time to be alive. So I thank you, and I salute you, and I beg you, your email list, your everything, your call people, send them the link, text message it, get around the enemy, get this out, stop the hoax. And when you decide to get angry, nothing in the world can stop you. And we've been doing it. All those doctors and scientists and epidemiologists and virologists who'd have 10, 15, 20 million views on YouTube or Facebook will get banned. We posted them. Some of them have 3, 4 million views. That's great. But we need way more than that. Everybody knows they're suppressing the truth. And you just tell people, here's the truth. Pass it forward. And we will defeat the enemy. This is a great test of humanity. Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com takes over straight ahead. And Owen Schroyer with the War Room. because there's a war on for your mind. I salute the crew. I salute the activist listeners and viewers. And I end my segment of this transmission. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow with the Wednesday's transmission. We enter the critical month of July. It is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high-quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Last week with Alex in our grad class, we'll call it, on the writings of the elite. So there's going to be a multiple choice. You're going to have some homework. Pay attention. You're going to learn some stuff. Let's go to a clip that I was reminded of this week. Many of you have probably seen this clip, but I think this is really illustrative for showing the whole paradigm here, where we are now, what's going on, why the news is so baloney filled. Let's play that clip and you'll see what I mean.
Hi, I'm Fox San Antonio's Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about
plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and
false news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
What an amazing coincidence. Everybody just happened to say the same thing. I'm sure that was totally organic. Nothing weird or strange about that at all, right? Now, let's think about something here. If the Hamburglar and Ronald McDonald and Bill Cosby all got together and they sat down and they said, let's write out a plan of how we're going to rob the local convenience store of Pudding Pops, right? They sat down, they drew it up. Right. Bill Cosby drew it up. And then you found that plan and you went to the convenience store guy and you said, Bill Cosby and the Hamburglar and the Cookie Monster, they're all coming to rob your Pudding Pops. Right.
Bill Cosby's coming to rob the Pudding Pops. The feeble fob.
You would think right away that you had discovered a plot and you would try them all and they would go to jail. Right. If so, plots can be public. For a century, however, and nobody goes to jail. Nobody gets in trouble. This is amazing. This is what blows my mind, that we can have books a century old. Right, let's go back to, let's do our first example here. Edward Bernays, propaganda, 1928. How does this book start out? He says, we are governed, our minds molded, our tastes formed, not by pudding pops, but by ideas that are suggested largely by men that we have never heard of. This is the logical result of the way in which our democratic society is organized. You see, and he goes on to talk about our invisible governors. Who makes up this invisible government? What? Where have we heard that term before? Well, in the last 4 years, we've heard it quite a bit, haven't we? This is 1928.
Right.
Now, why does Bernays really matter? He's the father of modern propaganda. And he was in a circle of men, right? He actually renamed the War Department to the Defense Department. Okay, so this is not a conspiracy book. This is not a nobody. This is the father of modern propaganda. And where does propaganda come from? It comes out of military operations. And then it moves directly into advertising and media. Right? The second chapter of the book, page 61, he says, this invisible government is made up of people, for example, who used to be in the OSS, the predecessor to the CIA. So they took all those techniques and tactics and tricks that they learned in the war theater and brought it over into the network news media. Yes, the heads of the three main networks, they were all from the OSS. Paley, Sarnoff, right? Walter Lippmann. Right. The ad agency. So we start to realize that we have for a long time been under a coordinated plan. Now, again, remember, if we found the coordinated plans and we were to look into who wrote it and they made it public. Right. This is not like you discovered Bill Cosby's secret plan. You actually found it plastered on the wall all around. Every McDonald's has the plan up. Right. A Bill Cosby's going to rob all the pudding pops. And yet no one gets in trouble. So let's move forward. Let's move backwards. Let's go back in time a little bit. You say, well, where does this come from? This is crazy. I've never heard anything like this. Well, you've heard probably me or many other people mention that famous big, fat, boring book, Tragedy and Hope. And let me tell you, it is boring. It is a nightmare to read that giant book. But our friend Dr. Quigley, who was an apologist for this whole plan, well, he wrote a much smaller book that says everything and more called the Anglo-American Establishment. And again, I will warn you, this book is also very boring, but it's so revelatory. And he begins this book by saying that there was a plan devised out of the British Empire, as the British Empire sort of waned in its power and influence. There was a plan devised by a group called the Elect. It almost sounds like some kind of Gnostic secret society, right? The elect, the chosen of these elite British lords, Lord Milner, Lord Stead, Lord Brett, Cecil Rhodes, who ironically didn't he just get something torn down of his, which is ironic because the revolution, you see, eats itself, right? So here's the father of, in many ways, the modern world, in the sense of the round table groups and all that. He gets his statue torn down. But who's at the head of this? Well, we've got all these elite families. We've got Lord Rothschild here, according to Quigley, on page 39. We've got Rhodes, as I said, Milner. And then he said we've got a circle of initiates around them. It's called the Circle of Initiates. One of those was a famous cardinal, Cardinal Manning. Others were people like William Booth or General Booth of the Salvation Army. And then a whole host of professors, academic idiots, right? Liberal professors who thought they were going to bring in this great commonwealth of God. This is what they called it, right? The commonwealth of God initially. And the way that they decided that they would have to do this was to infiltrate and control all the areas of society. Literally. Pages 64, 65. It's all about controlling every aspect of man's life. Full spectrum dominance. To use the term of William Engdahl, right? Great book, by the way. Now, they said we'd have to get rid of this older British imperial notion, right? Because that's got a lot of bad publicity surrounding it, you know, slavery, this kind of stuff. So let's rebrand this as a secular, technocratic order. And we will use the philosophy and propaganda of actually somebody who predates Bernays as a father of propaganda. He's probably the father of the modern world in many ways, Mr. H.G. Wells himself. Nancy Wells said, we're going to have to just get rid of all of the old ways of doing things. Even this older British imperial notion will have to cave into a world federation of a secular technocratic order where every area of life is ruled by managerial technocrats. What's the last chapter of Bernays' book say? The last chapter says that the future is a managerial technocratic society. Let's move on to the next in our lecture here. More technocracy. Now, you probably heard about Mr. Salk. He's known for being the father of arm stabbies, right? And Mr. Salk wrote a famous book called The Survival of the Wisest. When we get back from the break, I'm going to tell you more about that. But you are listening to, watching The Alex Jones Show. I am Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about Jonas Salk. I'm going to tell you about Jacques Attali. You know who that is? He's the Kissinger of France. You know there's a Kissinger of France who trained and raised the modern presidents? France.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Guest host Jay Dyer of jaysanalysis.com. I was talking before the break about Jonas Salk, and there's a reason I'm going to go into Jonas Salk, because he wrote a couple books, one of which was extremely revealing, as I mentioned, called Survival of the Wisest. Now, why is this book so revelatory? Wasn't he a great hero of the arm stabbies and the butt stabbies? Not necessarily if we read his books, which most people don't do, because these are actually out of print, very rare books, but I tracked them down. And I was blown away by what I read, because Mr. Salk is very candid about what he was really up to. You see, he says that since life is merely a random mutation, there's nothing wrong with randomly mutating the lives that exist, quite literally. The survival of the wisest is really the continuation of this radical social Darwinian, neo-Darwinian scheme that the technocratic priest class, the science class, right? Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye, these weirdos, these creeper deepers, they're going to be the ones who can decide who lives and who dies, who gets what in the future, who has a right to have kids, this kind of stuff. But it gets even crazier than that, because Salk tells us what his real religious views are. Yes, religious. You know, you would think he's a scientist, he's probably an atheist. No. He says that God is actually nature as a whole. And nature as a whole is in this constant flux process. And since it's in this constant meaningless flux process, it's up to the scientific priest class to commandeer evolution and do whatever's necessary for the survival of the species. Now, who's the species? Well, it's not every man, okay? Because to him, anybody below a certain IQ range is not a man. You don't have a soul. You're not really an entity. You're just kind of this random, pimple on Gaia's breasts, right? So you can be dispensed with. But instead, he says, what we need to do is mutate man. We, like Toxic Avenger level mad scientist stuff, we need to mutate man into becoming more than man. Post-man, right? Post-human. And he says that we will do this through all kinds of secret experimentation, injections, injunctions, diet, literally, pages 44 and 45. He says, because man is just a manimal. Isn't that a Muppet? Manimal? I don't know. But he says that this mystical evolutionary process can be controlled and can be commandeered by the scientific priest class. So there you have he literally says death is just as holy and pure as life. He says there are two complementary necessary forces. They're flip sides of the same coin, literally a Gnostic Luciferian perspective. And he says that since death needs life, and since life needs death, there's absolutely nothing wrong with mad scientists just commandeering and injecting death for the purpose of mutating the species. But, I mean, this guy is off the charts. Like, he doesn't stop there. He goes on to say that we can actually just engineer mass death. We can engineer experimentation on children even in the womb. Yes, he says that. And who does he say is the enemy? Who's the enemy of everybody in this great final revolution? Anybody with a traditional, objective, truth worldview. Anybody who believes that their position is correct. Anybody who's a Christian. Anybody who has a religious worldview where you believe in objective truth. That's literally what he says. He says, anybody who's dogmatic, quote unquote, must go. You're out. Get out of here. Down the garbage chute. But now, wait a minute. Who's more dogmatic
than Mr. Salk. Nobody. He's like the most dogmatic guy. So I mean, it's self-refuting at a fundamental level. But that's the reality here. And I think that when I show people that book, when I show people this stuff, most people have a really hard time processing it. They can't fathom that you would have this open plan, that it would be that open, even though H.G. Wells wrote a book called The Open Conspiracy, saying, here's what I'm going to do openly. Not just him, but him and everybody else in his cadre. But what I'm trying to show you is that from 100 years ago, it's the same plan. It's coordinated. It's the same plan from then, and older than that even, up until now. There's no divergence. They have like their own Ten Commandments. You have to adhere to all the Ten Commandments. And as I was mentioning last time, there's a couple more characters we're going to get to here. We're going to get to Arthur Kessler, and then we're going to mention Mr. Atali. Now, we've moved from older, you know, British Empire period up to the 20s. We've looked at guys in the 50s and 60s. Salk. Let's look at another person in the 60s period. Mr. Arthur Kessler, Ghost in the Machine. He's another important figure that everybody overlooks. People forget this guy. But he was crucial to the philosophy of the global elite. In fact, many of the modern-day global elite will cite this book. They'll cite him and his philosophy of how we're all part of this generic collective that's evolving. Right? The perennial philosophy. If you don't know, Huxley has a book called The Perennial Philosophy where he says we're all part of this giant glob and we're all just evolving to be the Godhead. Right? We're going to evolve to become the Godhead through technology. But before we get to that, let's look at this fascinating chapter on the Thuggee. Yes. Remember Temple of Doom? Om Nam Shiva, Om Nam Shiva, Om Nam Shiva. Kalima, Kalima, Shakti, right? Everybody remembers Temple of Doom. These guys love Temple of Doom in the real sense of the Thuggee. In fact, he has a whole section on the Thuggee, and he says, you know, the Thuggee represent this older, this is page 236, this older idea of man evolving, and the fittest amongst men in the ancient world obviously just ate other men, right? They were cannibalistic, and yeah, I mean, it might sound a little taboo to us today, but really it's not that bad. I mean, it's just part of the evolutionary process, right? I mean, the predators eat the prey, and that's just natural, you see. And so he says, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the human sacrifice cannibalism cults of the ancient world, the Aztecs, etc. It was purely natural, and by the way, it was noble. The nobility ate people. Are you going to say that all the nobility were bad because they were chomping down on their cousins and their brothers? No, I'm not going to say that. That would be bigoted. Can't be bigots. Don't be a bigot. Eat your cousin or you're a bigot. And so he says this sacrifice religion actually was what propelled man's evolution. It propelled man's evolution to the next phase. And he says that now in our day, guess what? This all got to come back for us to go into the next phase. We got to go into the next phase. I'm not kidding. You think this, oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. That would never be talking about eating people and cannibalism. That's crazy. No, really, really. Is it the last four or five years, has that shown you how crazy things are? Does this really sound that crazy now? And he says, look, at the end of the book, he says, we're in a crisis. We are in danger because the population is getting too big, right? Mother Gaia, we're all in the back of some giant turtle. This turtle's going to flip over unless we kill everybody except for our little precious cult. And by the way, if everybody in the cult is a bunch of human, they're just going to be eating each other. This is crazy. This is madness. But what it actually shows is that we are in a spiritual battle, right? And that's why he says death is just one of the natural processes that we must commandeer to get rid of the evolutionary freaks of nature, which are man himself, right? Man is an evolutionary freak of nature, he says, on page 330. He says that death and disease are therefore good.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. If you want to get my books, you can go to my shop at the website, jaysanalysis.com. You'll see a shop there. You can also subscribe to my archive. You get access to years of lectures on the topics that you're hearing today. A lot of people don't have time to read these massive, boring tomes, and I don't blame you. And so that's what I do for you. I read these for you, and then I distill them into spastic, entertaining presentations. I was mentioning Mr. Kessler and finishing up with him. Kessler says, look, it's time to utilize mass mind control on the population. That's literally what he says on pages 332 and 33. He says that mass mind control as a result of the CIA-sponsored conferences in the 60s at the University of California, of San Francisco Medical Center,
Holger Heiden, by the way,
who I covered in my book, at this conference, they talked about how they could use mass media for mind control. They talked about how they could manipulate RNA and DNA. Yes, back in the 60s, right? Kessler wrote about this. He says that we can increase suggestibility through the mass media, and at the same time, we can go in and manipulate people's RNA and DNA. He says we'll use binary weapons. That's what he says on 334. And that this will all be combined with the poison in the tap water. Yes, poison in the tap water. So all this stuff that you've heard, people talking about John P. Holdren, the science czar under Obama, Paul Ehrlich, right? It's all going back to 50s, 60s, all the way back to Bertrand Russell. But I'm just showing you the continuity through the decades of this unified plan. He says that Big Pharma will have to take a lead role in this first phase, he says, back in the 60s, of beginning to promote large-scale pharmaceuticals in that Brave New World mindset. And he says, eventually, we're just going to have to give everybody a pill. Everybody will have their soma. And he says, the whole of the tap water will be poisoned. Literally, that's the end of the book. And he says, this will all be alchemy. Literally, he says alchemy for the process of transhumanism. So they want this mass die-off, this mass kill-off, before transitioning into the next phase of the post-human era. Now, I mentioned earlier,
Mr. President Henry Kissinger, I would like one baguette. Give me one baguette made of dead babies from France.
Who is the Kissinger of France? Jacques Attali, right? He's the brains behind some of the recent presidents of France. And he wrote a really interesting book. Let's fast forward up to 2006. Mr. Attali wrote a book called Brief History of the Future. This is an overlooked global elite book. People forget this guy. They forget that he wrote everything in his book. And the first four or five chapters are really boring. I'm going to breeze past those, but basically just says, look, all of history is evolving to be a collective, right? In the ancient times, you had these empires. Man came out of muck, soup, whatever. Now we've got these empires, and they've given way to the final empire of global democracy. We hear this term all the time. We're a republic. We're not a democracy. But regardless, as the news clip at the beginning says, this democracy now has to give way to more freedom? No, to a planetary empire. What? A planetary empire. Yes, he says by 2040, he says we're going to have little assistant robots that will be rolling around your house, little bitch bots, bitching you around, doing who knows what, being your companion perhaps, going around grabbing butts, little gross perv robots running everything in your household. Literally, he says every household will have one of these little bitch bots running around, bossing you around, telling you what to do. Telling you to clean your room, right? Because he won't do it.
Right.
But he's going to teach your kids. And that's what he says. He says these little robots, little bitch bots rolling around, they're going to be preaching and teaching you everything that you'll know about the external world, right? This is beyond Skynet. It's every dystopian story. They picked up the worst elements and said, let's make the mega dystopia, right? Imagine something worse than a Roomba, right? Like, a little dictator Roomba, right? And he says these bots are going to control your perception of the external world. All of your education will come through your little house bot, your little coffin apartment bot. He says America has to go away, right? We got to get rid of this stuff. This is the old thing. America's going away. That's old school. America, he says, and all nation states have to be dismantled. Every nation state, every firewall has to be completely dismantled so that the giant global system can come into place, and he calls it a global brain. In fact, he calls it a golem, right? If you remember the mystical story of the golem, this is this creature that can be created, and it doesn't have a soul. It's given reality, and it's controlled, and he says that the whole world will be like this giant golem brain that everybody's jacked into, right? And that you will get your daily download. He says slavery will return, right? Yes, slavery will return, but it will be a slavery
to the bots and to the giant AI global brain. And he says, all of the things that you've seen rolling out in the last decade. Now, remember, he wrote this in 2006. And he says that in the next few years, what you're going to see is the rollout of the importance of the cell phone. He says, that's just one phase, though, right? He says, because what the cell phone would do would cause everybody to become rootless cosmopolitans. He says the cell phone would make everybody into nomadic losers, where you would no longer be grounded and rooted in anything in terms of your heritage, in terms of your history, in terms of your background, your religious philosophy. He says all that's going to be destroyed by the cell phone. He says, but that's just one phase, you see. That's going to go away. And what will give rise to this global culture will be a global pop culture. Spurts, sports ball, right? All of that will be made global. There'll probably be Hunger Games type stuff on a global scale. He says, he intimates that there will be things like that. Like Hunger Games style, you know, death race type stuff going on. And that what that will do is get everybody into a global mindset through the pop culture, through the sports, through the globalized, whatever the new version of Hollywood's going to be, you know, the streaming services or whatever. And he says, we'll even take the churches, this is key, these big world council churches, new agey churches, he says, we're going to co-opt all of those into being engines in arms of this global order. Remember, it's a full spectrum dominance plan. So that means every area of life has to be converted over into this big plan. He says, especially the Catholic Church. He says, this one is key because it's so big. He says, we have to turn that into an engine of the global technocratic order. And that would go for the other religions as well, right? I'm not saying that the other religions are exempted. No, it's the subversion of all of the major religions to turn them into engines of this religion. And the greatest of the quotes in this book, now I'm not saying greatest in a good sense, I'm saying greatest in terms of importance, is he says there's a vanguard to this group, and he calls it hyper-democracy. Right. He's talking about the social justice, hyper-democracy, radical equalitarianism, right, all this stuff. He says the vanguard of this group are called the transhumanists. So he says on page 260, he says that the transhumanists are a vanguard of the new world order, and they're going to create a universal brotherhood. Right? A universal brotherhood. He says among these transhumanists, we could cite Bill and Melinda Gates, Mother Teresa, and many, many, many New Age weirdos. Right? So he lists all these different weirdos. And he says, by 2100, we'll have all of the world converted over to this thing. Right? 2030, 2050, 2100, these are the key actuary years. Right? And by 2100, he says, there'll be all mega cities. You'll all have to be, you know, piled into these cities. Have you seen that movie Code 46 with Tim Robbins? You seen this? Right? This movie actually exemplifies what I'm talking about right here. Right? Children of Men, same idea. These films show that the giant mega cities where everybody's forced to live. You can't live on the land anymore. You can't be on the country. You can't be a country bumpkin anymore. Country boys cannot survive in this global order. You got to be moved into the mega cities. So that will all be in place along with the giant global brain by 2100. That's what's coming. This is future history being written right here. Here's the plan.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Your guest is Dave Dyer of DaveAnalysis.com.
You know, it makes me think of David Rockefeller. I want to call in to tech support because my bitch bot seems to be malfunctioning. It won't stop grabbing my pasty white booty.
Yes, I do a really good David Rockefeller. Come on, admit it, right?
Let's talk about David Rockefeller, because as I was ending that last segment, I was talking about the religion. The religion that has to be brought about. We got to have a fake religion, a bunch of fake churches, and a cult for the new world. Well, in the authorized biography of the Rockefellers, there is, in fact, an entire chapter on the new fake religion. And back in the 30s, yes, 1932, the 30s, Daddy Rockefeller, okay, Jr., he says we got to have a world religion. And this world religion will be able to bring about our global plan better than anything else, right? Because everybody needs a religion. Everybody needs something to believe in. It's one of the easiest tools from the elite perspective, right, for how to manipulate the population. So $75 million back in the 30s, that's, you know, basically a zillion dollars today, according to accurate mathematical formulations. Imagine how much money. So what was the purpose of this? To create the global fake ecumenist movement. Right. And so the Rockefellers not only did that, they also set up the
Riverside Church, which had these statues to people like Darwin and Moses, just a bizarre mix. But the whole chapter ends here, page 155, by saying that together with the money donated to countless seminaries across the country, $75 million would be given everywhere, just spread out, throwing, making it rain everywhere, right, to create a National Council of Churches. And this National Council of Churches would be an engine to promote liberation theology, right? Yes, liberation theology. It's a Rockefeller. Did you know that the Rockefellers are big fans of liberation theology? Now, why would they be fans? Why would they be fans of communist ideas? I just can't figure out why anybody with a lot of money would like communism. That doesn't make any sense, because the communists are against the people with money, right? No, they're not. Always, 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 all the way back to Quigley. Go back to Quigley, right, when he's talking about the French Revolution, those commies in the French Revolution. Guess where they got their money? From banking elite, from wealthy Protestant and Swiss and other families. There's a whole chapter Quigley has on that. The French Revolution getting all this money to destroy the country. Do you think it's any different now? Well, no, it's not any different, right? Who are the protesters in the street, right? They're fighting the system, and the entire system's giving them hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, it's ludicrous. But once you understand that the richest people on the planet love communism, I mean, they love it. It's their favorite thing, right? They lick their lips at communism. They want to lick Marx's beard. They want to lick, they eat the food out of Karl Marx's beard. That's how much they love communism, right? And they openly say it, right, in the 1978 or 9 editorial from a China Traveler by David Rockefeller. There's also a lesser known essay, by the way, in Yale. There's the old Yale publication about Mao. Mao was a Yali. Did you know that? Yale in China. And this essay talks about, it's Yale's publication, that the Skull and Bone Society wanted to put Mao into power to have this revolution in China, to completely, basically, rewrite the country. That's why, as I'm sure you've heard Alex mention many times, Chiang Kai-shek, they discarded him, get him out of here, and let's put our full weight and support behind Mao. In fact, I've got Bill Donovan, right, founder of the OSS, I've got his autobiography. He brags about it. He says, yeah, we wanted to put Mao in, right? This is a great thing, right, to destroy this whole country. It was so great. Then fast forward, you've got in the middle of David Rockefeller's memoirs, he says, yeah, the whole Nixon thing, remember Nixon going to China, right? He says, no, that was actually me. He says, I wanted to put Chase Bank in communist China so that it would be the bank. And he brags about that. That's why he writes the China Traveler editorial, bragging and saying that was all engineered so that David Rockefeller could get his thing going in China. Now, I mentioned the religion earlier in terms of older plans with H.G. Wells and these characters. I didn't even know about this book, and this is what I do all the time, read all these nerdy, boring books. And what do you know? H.G. Wells has a book about the coming religion. It's called God the Invisible King. And you see that title and you think, well, that sounds good. I mean, H.G. Wells, he believes in God, right? H.G. Wells was a hardcore communist who said, the family, it's gone. We got to end the family. That's the enemy number one, right? Traditional religion, enemy number two. Nation states, enemy number three, right? I mean, just total lunatic. And all of his science fiction, by the way, he transmits the same idea throughout all of his science fiction. But he wrote this obscure book that I came across, and he outlines what the coming religion is. And it might surprise you because you think, well, he's going to say it's like a atheistic thing and it's all fake. Actually, he says that we do have a personal deity that we believe in. Now, he does say it's like personified generic nature and evolutionary process. Yeah. But on page 101, he says that we're not talking about Jesus. We don't want to know that Jesus. Get that out of here. That's not what we're talking about. He says our God is Prometheus. What? Yes. It's like that angel of light, Lucifer. He says that's our real God. Literally, Lucifer. Now, you can debate whether he thought that was a real entity or whether it was just some sort of symbolic thing, but he kind of goes back and forth in the book. He doesn't seem to say for sure whether he thinks it's
But it's basically it's an antichrist type of thing is what I'm trying to get at here, right? I mean, it doesn't matter whether he thinks it's a real entity or not. He's basically saying, I serve this antichrist spirit that I'm going to call Lucifer that's going to erect the scientific Star Trek utopia. Literally, he says the Star Trek show. He says in the other book, either Open Conspiracy or New World Order, he says, you've all got to die for our Star Trek future. We're going to have a federation of planets and all this kind of stuff. And you all got to die. But look, at least you're going to die for something good. At least I'm going to give you something to die for. Don't you appreciate that? So I can go be Captain Kirk, right, flying around having sex with the green space women, right? That's what he says. He doesn't say the space women, but you know what I mean. And so, look, what I'm trying to get across is that whether we go back 100 years or whether we go back to or whether we fast forward to the present day, what I mentioned last time with Alex, right, the head of Davos, Klaus Schwab, he writes a whole book saying exactly the same thing that the people 100 years ago said. Here it is, right? The Shape of Things to Come. Ever watch that movie? It's hard to watch because it's really grainy, bad, but H.G. Wells, he made that. Well, the story was written before World War II. And what does it predict? It predicts a big world war with flying Masonic ships bombing everything. Literally, that's what he says. And so you fast forward to Klaus Schwab, and we have the Internet of Things. We have biotech. We have geoengineering. All listed. All public. And I'm going to give you one last obscure book that a lot of people don't know about and they have forgotten. And it's part of this inner cadre, this inner cult. And his name was Charles Galton Darwin. He wrote a book called The Next Million Years. I don't know how he knew what was going to happen in a million years. That's a pretty big number, a million years, right? It's like when they talk about how Athalie has a chapter about 11 million years ago, a monkey jumped out of a tree, and that's how humans started walking, was because it was 11. How do you know what happened 11 million years ago? Give me a break. Come on. But regardless, even though it sounds like science fiction, in their mind, they're writing future history by putting out the science fiction. Right? So what does he say? Now, you might think, again, well, he's going to be talking about, you know, science and the importance of science. Yeah, he does say that. But who does he say the future will belong to? He says DNA, RNA, tracking, tracing, all of that, literally. He says, will tell us who the superior bloodlines are. What? Yes, bloodlines. He says the elite have known about and worshipped bloodlines all the way back to Ptolemy and ancient dynasties. He says these royal bloodlines will be tweaked so that you'll have breeders and specified breeding so that only the elite bloodlines can go into the future. What do we see in the news now? Kobe pests, right? Bill Gates, we got to get these numbers down. Here's my chart for the numbers. And if we get all these numbers down, you know, then maybe I can corner the market on New Balance sneakers with my slave class market that's building all my New Balance sneakers, right? Bill Gates, Kobe pests, 50 years ago, Charles Galton Darwin. I'm Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Thank you for letting me be here. This is the Alex Jones Show. Be sure and support InfoWars. Support them in any way. Get this out. Share.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.